Chapter 15. The Secret. Having been awake so long in the night, Mary slept late the next morning. Martha told Mary that Colin had asked her to please come see him before going outside.
"Think of him saying please! Will you go to see him, miss? You've done him a world of good already," Martha pleaded.
Mary put her hat on to go outside, but ran to Colin's room first. He was in bed, and his face was pale with dark circles around his eyes.
"I'm glad you came," he said. "My head aches. Are you going somewhere?"
"I won't be long," she promised. "I'm going to Dickon, but I'll be back. It's something about the secret garden." Colin's whole face brightened.
"Oh, I dreamed about the garden last night. I'll think about my dream until you come back."
In 5 minutes, Mary was with Dickon in their garden. The fox and crow were with him, and he'd brought 2 tame squirrels as well.
"I came over on the pony this morning," he said. "Jump is a good fellow, and these 2 insisted upon riding in my pockets. This here is Nut, and this is Shell."
Mary and Dickon sat down in the grass, and Mary told him about Colin's tantrum. She also told him about the fancy Colin had taken to the idea of the garden and to Dickon.
"The poor lad shut up in the house. I'd scream a bit too," Dickon said. "We must bring him out here."
"Perhaps you could come in and visit him," Mary said.
"Today?"
Dickon asked. Mary thought a moment and shook her head.
"Not today. He's a bit wobbly from the night. Perhaps tomorrow."
With that agreed, Mary rushed back in to see Colin while Dickon worked in the garden.
"You smell like flowers and fresh things," Colin said when he saw her.
"It's the wind from the moor," she answered. There was so much to talk about, and it seemed as if Colin could never hear enough of Dickon, Captain, Soot, Nut, Shell, and the pony Jump.
"I wish I was friends with things," Colin said, at last. "But I'm not. I never had anything to be friends with. I can't bear people."
Mary nodded wisely.
"I used to feel like that. I hated people. Ben Weatherstaff said it was because I was cross, like him."
"But I like you," Colin said. "And I like Dickon, even though I haven't seen him."
"Can I tell you a secret?" Mary asked, catching hold of both his hands. "Can I trust you for sure?"
"Yes," Colin whispered. "Dickon is coming to see you tomorrow, and he's bringing his creatures."
"Oh, oh!" Colin cried out in delight.
"But that's not all," she whispered. "I found the secret garden. I've been inside."
"Oh, Mary!" he cried out, nearly sobbing. "Shall I see it?"
"Of course, don't be silly," she said. "We'll bring you in, because I know I can trust you now. It's our secret garden, and it will make you well. I know it will."